Bonds, more bonds, and audits. The end of the financial year always introduces new changes and legislative updates, as was shown in the last newsletter we distributed to all our agents. This week is no different. So following are the three important issues to note. 1. The Office of New South Wales Small Business Commissioner, OSBC, this week has announced a new digital service being introduced for the lodging of retail security bonds. This new service will be called We Agree. Property agents will be invited to register to access the new digital We Agree service progressively in the coming weeks. This is a very big move forward for agents working in the retail property sector, allowing agencies to streamline their bond collection service, as has happened within the residential property management sector. This change also moves the collection of retail bonds away from New South Wales Fair Trading. The final date to print out a report over existing rental bonds for end of financial year purposes from the Rental Bonds Online Service for New South Wales Fair Trading was 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 28th of June 2017. If you did not have the opportunity to print this out, the data may no longer be available from that source. From this date, the OSBC will have full responsibility for dealing with rental bonds, and the current bond process will continue unchanged until further notice. The OSBC will be in contact with registration details and training opportunities to help retail agents learn the new system. 2. Bad news for those who have been awaiting the Strata Schemes Management Act Developer Building Bond Commencement. The date for this has been postponed and has now been pushed back to the 1st of January 2018. This means that the scheme will only apply to construction contracts signed or where there is no contract and the building work commences from the 1st of January 2018. New South Wales Fair Trading will not require developers of new strata schemes to lodge defect bonds before 31st of December 2017. The commencement date has been delayed so that all procedural and professional requirements supporting the scheme are in place before commencement. This includes the finalisations of the new standard and procedures relating to strata specific building inspections, new digital business processes to support bond lodgement and processing the scheme. Finally, on this topic, it is equally important for the purchaser to have the same discussion with their solicitor or conveyancer if they are purchasing property over $750,000. If they have not received a clearance certificate and have not withheld and forwarded to the ATO the withholding amount, the ATO have the right to seek that full amount owing directly from the purchaser themselves. 3. Finally, the end of financial year always means it's time to organise our trust account audits. Woohoo! Remember, it is a legal requirement that every agent that holds a trust account must have that trust account audited. The law is very clear on this matter. As per the current legislative requirements, you do not have to submit your audit to New South Wales Fair Trading unless the auditor identifies a problem within the audit and the audit becomes qualified. However, you are still required to have that audit completed and keep a copy of it available should it be requested of you from New South Wales Fair Trading. You are required to keep these records for a period of 3 years. Till next time, wishing you every success in your business ventures.